Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing, you prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I always say, and then you can get that by getting informed, right? Andrea Kay is going to join me, hopefully, after the first break. She's got a lot to report back on. She just went to Philly for a couple of days. She was there at an event I was going to be part of. I think, you know what, I can't bring myself to leave yet, to be on a plane for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, be in the terminals, and having to wear a mask. I'm just not into it, not interested. Right? Two national GOP organizations on Thursday came to Georgia's defense in a Department of Justice lawsuit that alleges a recent passed election law violates voting for minorities. The Republican National Committee and National Republican Senatorial Committee announced that they're intervening to defend Georgia against the politically motivated lawsuit. They're not going to make this. This is going to work. No, I don't mean for the Republicans. I mean the trying to fight this because the Supreme Court just came down and approved the Arizona laws. Now, the RNC says it's intervening in the case because the security of the ballot is much more important than Democrat power grabs. You know, they're and Democrats right now, you see what they've done to the Justice Department. Really, seriously. I mean, think about all the investigations that are going on that have nothing to do with a real crime, so to speak. They're going after all the people that were involved in the January 6th incident. It was not a coup. It was not a takeover. Funny how people that actually occupy government property in Seattle and Portland, they're just exercising their rights. But the Capitol building is a whole different story, right? So the Justice Department is trying to strong arm the state of Georgia into making the elections less secure. The NRSC chair and Florida GOP Senator Rick Scott charged that Democrats in Washington are fighting tooth and nail to strip states of all the local election control. And they really are. If you think about H.R. 1 and what it was all about, right? Election integrity, my butt. Election security, my butt. No way. You're seeing larger and larger numbers of these ballots where they start to check the signatures and try to figure out where they come from, and they're fraudulent. Right? Republicans argue that the election overhaul bill, signed in March by GOP Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, puts common sense voter protections in the law. It reduces voter fraud while leaving voter options in place. Yeah, I mean, if you really go through the law, you find out it's strong, but it's broad. Attorney General Merrick Garland, who might have been one of our justices, can you imagine? He announced a lawsuit in late June. He accused Georgia of enacting the law with the purpose of denying or abridging the right of black Georgians to vote. Right, because that's what we went after. And the Supreme Court has ruled over and over again in these situations that as long as it applies to all peoples, right, it has nothing to do with race or color. Now, the DOJ in this complaint cites that the law for imposing new restrictions and additional steps, well, that's making it too hard for some. Too hard for them to keep up. Yeah? Voting should be so important to you that you're willing to break a leg to get there. I mean, whatever the terminology might be, but you'd be willing to do anything. Because you only really need to do it one time to catch up. Now, Georgia was a traditionally deep red state, broke for President Joe Biden over the former President Donald Trump. I don't believe that, sorry. Democrats also won the state's two U.S. Senate seats in the early January runoffs. That's what gave them the majority in the chamber as a whole. After the 2020 elections, Democrats are in control of the White House, and look what's happening. Now, McDaniel and Scott said that they're confident of the victory. They cited the July 1st Supreme Court ruling that upheld two Republican-supported voting rules in Arizona. Many critics on the left have argued it's unconstitutional. Isn't it funny? Like I said, when they get their way, when they get what they're looking for, and they get the ruling they're looking for, it was the justices follow the Constitution to the T. But when they don't, it's a whole different story, isn't it? We look forward with the NRSC to fight this incredible weak lawsuit, which will allow the Brnovich versus the DNC as another Republican win for election integrity. You know, they got to put this to bed once and for all. I don't know how you do it. I'm not suggesting they do. The Department of Justice's frivolous, politicized lawsuit looks to overturn common sense popular bill that would protect every Georgian's right to vote, encourage more voting, and restore trust in the process. Now, Republicans, they need to, they've got to stand strong. They can't back off. They can't feel bad. I mean, really, think about it. Now, Texas is having a special election, and they're going to be looking to enact the same sort, the same type of laws. I hope it works. Joe Messina, your host, this is the Joe Messina Show. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call
877-878-4203. What are you, a couple of nitwits?
To the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. I really do appreciate it when you're tuned in, you're making comment, you're on the chat room, and I appreciate, I much prefer you be in the chat room so I can tell you when I'm going sideways or not. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, truly. And when your blood starts to boil, I know I hit a nerve. I love that. And maybe it'll get you involved. Maybe it'll get you engaged. I don't know. But let's see if somebody else can have an effect on you and get you moving. Andrea Kay joins me, host of the Andrea Kay Show. Love what she's on. Many of you already listen to her, and you should be listening to her every single night, Monday through Friday. Andrea, thanks for being with me, and tell them where they can find your show before we get rolling here.
Well, thanks for having me. Go to AndreaKayShow.com. I got all the deets on there. Isn't that how the kids say it these days, Joe? They call it the deets.
Listen, I'm the old white guy in the room. You're lucky. I use words like hip. You know, and that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, no. I'm still looking for my pager I lost because I think it still works or something. So, anyhow, you know. So, hey, listen, you had a very special event in Philly over the last few days. And why don't you tell us about it? Because it's kind of exciting.
Well, you know, it is exciting. And, you know, I wish there had been more media coverage of it. There was some media coverage, and I'm proud to say it was a two-day event, all day, every day. There was 40 speakers on Tuesday.
Wow.
And Sinclair Broadcasting, who sat there all day with a camera, chose yours truly. I was the only person besides the organizer, Larry Klayman, to actually have some clips pulled from my speech and, you know, shown on Sinclair. They have a TV show called The News Desk, and it was amazing. What it was the Third Continental Congress. We were celebrating the 245th anniversary of the United States, right, which was born out of, everybody knows the Declaration of Independence, right, they know the U.S. Constitution. Not everybody knows necessarily that that actually was born out of the First Continental Congress, in which they all came together, our founders, and met at, you know, City Tavern and other places in Philly, and actually debated and discussed what are we going to do with this nation? What are we going to do with you know, King George and the issues there? And that's what ended up culminating in the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. And with all the issues we've got going on right now in this country, the Constitution says that if we're supposed to be represented, right, and that if our government fails us, that we have the right to come together and form a new government. We have the right to come together as citizens and discuss what are we going to do about the government that's failing us right now. And so Larry Klayman, who was the initial founder of Judicial Watch, now founder of Freedom Watch, America's attorney, actually decided, you know what, we need to have a third Continental Congress. We've had two. We need a third. We need to come together. Let's go to where our country was founded, the birthplace of our nation. Let's have speakers, state delegates, come together, talk about the issues of the day, and let's discuss what we're going to do about it. So it was incredible. We had Alan Keyes was there. Ben Stein was there. Myself, like I said, you know, we had about 200 speakers. I can't even name everybody that was there. But let me tell you, it was like a MAGA movement in a sense, really is what it was, because it was about a restoration of what this country was founded on. And it was super exciting. I just wish you could have been there.
Yeah, me too. You know, I was telling people earlier, I said, you know, I don't mind going around and speaking and doing and dealing, but, man, you know, being on a plane for hours at a clip, then being in an airport where they want you to have your mask on, I mean, seriously, I would be the guy you would see on TV, but we'd be hogtied in the middle of the room. Because he wouldn't wear his mask while he's taking a drink.
We would have had to have the Third Continental Congress being, how are we going to free Joe Messina
That's
from the
right.
clutches
right.
of Homeland Security?
So you were at Independence Hall. How did that feel? What was that like?
Well, they actually moved us to the Visitor Center from Independence Hall itself, because, you know, the federal government is still controlled. Think about this for a second. You know, this is supposed to be our country, right? And Independence Hall is where our country was founded, and our federal government won't let us hold a meeting there for the Third Continental Congress. But nevertheless, our man Larry, America's attorney, set us up at the Visitor Center, which was it was across the street, basically. And that way, you know, I guess we were free from having to bump into the sweaty people. Who was it? Was it Harry Reid who referred to Americans that toured the Capitol as, like, sweaty, stinky people?
Oh, God. Yeah, that was disgusting.
I can't remember what he called them. So they were across the street doing visitors tours, having to pay money to go in and tour Independence Hall. And we were at the Visitor Center. So, but it was to be surrounded, though, by Independence Hall, to be literally across the street from where our founders sat, these brilliant people who sacrificed so much for our nation. You know, it was cool to be there. It was worth having to endure a mask on the way there. But we got to end that. We got to take our country back.
You know, isn't it interesting, since the Dems have taken over, all those places that were symbols of freedom, symbols of liberty, symbols of what this country was founded on, you know, White House tours. I don't know if they've started them back up again or not, but you couldn't go anywhere near the White House. I understand that the Capitol building is still not letting people in there as well. You know, Independence Hall. You look at all the places they've kind of locked down on, and this is not at all what our founding fathers had in mind. That's the people's house. We're paying for that place. We're paying the salaries of those people, you know, in the Capitol building to make laws that are supposed to make life easier for us, not harder on us. It just is a big irony there, isn't there?
Well, I actually wonder how much of it is ironic, because that kind of implies it might be, like, coincidental, right?
Oh, that's true. I'll give you that one. Yep.
Yeah, City Tavern, which was the bar, the pub, where our founders met and gathered and coordinated and planned, has been shut down permanently because of the coronavirus crackdown. Now, I'm not from Philly, let me say, here in California, you could congregate in a Walmart, but not a church, right? You could go into a strip club and have a meal, but you couldn't go into a restaurant. I don't think it was the slightest bit of a coincidence that how much the targeting of certain industries and certain sectors of our economy that were intentionally shut down and destroyed. And I think the City Tavern being taken down by these communist crackdowns under the guise of public health is incredibly symbolic.
You know, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And I think a church thing you and I have talked about and been talking about a lot with Zoe when it comes to, Alfonso Rachel. We were talking about the fact that look what they've done. They have, when it comes to the religious sector of the country, they're separating us because they know how strong we are when we come together. They know how strong we are. Not just in worship, because that scares them. What they don't understand, or maybe they do understand, is that when you and I come together, you know, as Christians or people who love God and we're praying for each other and we're holding each other up and we have, you know, helping each other succeed, we are a force to reckon with. And that's why they had to separate us out. They had to make sure we couldn't be together for that period of time. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And it's not just physically in that sense, but also virtually. That's what this social media cancel culture and censorship is about. That's where we gather virtually to do the same thing, exercise our religion, and gather together to plan as conservatives and organize.
Well, we're going to go for a quick break because you and I both believe in capitalism. And then when we come back, I want to talk about the social media platforms, but I want to hit you with one somebody hit me with last hour, and I think you'll have a ball with it. We'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has announced the end of the nation's longest war. He said the withdrawal process will be completed by August 31st.
Nearly 20 years of experience has shown us that the current security situation only confirms that just one more year fighting Afghanistan is not a solution.
Biden said a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan is not inevitable. He said the Afghan security forces have the ability to defeat the Taliban. He also said the intelligence community has not assessed the nation will collapse when the U.S. leaves the country. The United States is responding to a request from Haiti's National Police for investigative assistance following yesterday's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Some suspects have been killed or taken into custody. Officials in Haiti say they're still hunting for the masterminds. This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
The Joe Messina Show. We can make it from the Genesis Communication Network and over 50 stations across the country. Just check out the website. We can, you know, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll that we have there, but you can check out the stations and what have you. And I, you know, again, one of you guys wrote me the other day, and I want to make sure you understand something. It's not that I don't want to deal with Joey B all the time, but I'm not going to do Joey B story 24/7. There's so many other stations you can just listen to stuff all the time, and it just, it gets crazy just rehashing the same stuff over and over again. There are other things happening on the planet and in this country, and maybe even in your backyard, that you need to be aware of. And one of these stories that got to me, I'm going to share with Andrea Kay here in a second. Andrea Kay, love when you're on with me, host of the Andrea Kay Show and a great speaker. And Andrea, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me back, man. We always have fun, don't we? Even in the midst of how crazy this world is right now and this nation is now. We're, you know, I love that we're able to come on and have a laugh. Because we might as well laugh at it, right?
Yeah. How can you not when you read some of this stuff? When you tell some of these stories, you sit there going, do they not see this? So somebody sent me a story in the last hour because I was talking about the NAACP and Black Lives Matter and what have you. And the apparently the Utah chapter, did you hear this story? The Utah chapter of Black Lives Matter has decided that Old Glory is a hate symbol. And anybody that flies the American flag is racist, no matter what color you are. And if you have it in front of your home, you are not safe to be around. This is an official comment from these people.
Right. Well, first of all, who knew that there was a large contingency of this is NAACP in Utah, right?
Yeah,
because
right.
My impression of Utah is that it's a bunch of Mitt Romneys running around. So I'm happy to hear that Utah is a little bit more diverse than we thought that they were, right? That being said, I mean, that is so... It's so insane. It's like, where's the butterfly net?
Right.
I want to know the person who actually, I want to be, I want want to hear the conversation where somebody said that they had to have a meeting about this, right? They had to all sit down around their coffee or their donuts or whatever it was and go, you know, what can we tweet today? What can we think of? What prompted the idea for them to tweet this out there? I mean, was there somebody somewhere to where everybody was sitting peacefully until Old Glory went by and it just triggered somebody and they started punching people in the face? Is that what happened?
Yeah, you know, I pictured it like maybe a drive-by in Chicago where instead of machine guns, there was a bunch of flags that went down. Everybody went diving under the tables and to the floor. Because, you know, you never know when it go off with an American flag, right? It's kind of like the way they make the sound, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the same thing about guns. You know, it's gun violence, right? As though some gun just decided to jump out of a gun cabinet and start shooting up the place, right? I mean, that's kind of the same thing. You're not safe around a flag, right? It's like, is that flag loaded? You know, does the flag, shoot out, fireworks in people's eyeballs? I mean, how does this work?
You have to admit, though, you've seen the clips. The American flag can be very dangerous, especially after you set it on fire and you've spilled some of the lighter fluid on your leg as well. I've seen that in Antifa, and they start dancing around. It's very dangerous for them. But
well, maybe Betsy Ross hurt herself trying to sew one back in the day. I mean, I guess in that sense, they could be dangerous. But look, on a serious tip, you know, I blame Nikki Haley for some of this, and let me tell you why. Because back, this has been a movement that's been going on inch by inch, death by a thousand cuts. This is why Nikki Haley should have never gotten on board and banned that taking down the Confederate flag, and then Dukes of Hazzard was taken off the air. Look, Dylann Roof did not shoot up a church because of a piece of fabric. And what that was about was the beginning. That's when we started having statues come down, and I said, this will not end. This doesn't have anything to do with the Confederate flag. Doesn't have anything to do with the statue of Robert E. Lee in Lee Circle in New Orleans. This is about inch by inch, ultimately them declaring that America has to be torn down because America is racist. And here we are.
Oh, no, you are 100% right on, lady. You know, you've got, this woman goes on to say in this statement that two things here that's just amazing. If you fly the American flag, no matter what color you are a racist, period, end of discussion. And if you are white, you are inherently racist. So think about ultimately what they're saying is what? I think the black community makes up 13% of the country. I think that's the number. So they're saying 80% of the people in this country are racist, end of discussion, period. And if you're a black person, you fly the American flag, oh, my God, you're really in trouble. I don't know where we go.
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking. I'm sitting here thinking of all the black Americans that I've known that wore, you know, flags on their shirts and flags on their hats and, you know, hung flags outside, you know, their building, but their homes. But, you know, there's nothing rational about this. These are the same people that hate Larry Elder and Thomas Sowell and Ben Carson and Justice Thomas, right? They're not black enough. Right, because you're also condemned if you're a black person who loves this country. So it's really ultimately that should tell every American it's not really about skin color. Mm-hmm. This is ultimately about destroying the fabric of this country because they're the ones who hate America and they're trying to find any way that they can to justify its destruction so that they can usher in their Marxist, agenda. Because if they really cared about a flag being a symbol of racism, they'd be going back to the motherland that they love so much, and they'd be going back to those countries that still have slavery, and they'd be trying to do something about getting their reparations and getting their pound of flesh out of them.
You know, it's interesting. I was talking about BLM earlier, and I said, and the NAACP, both of them. You look at what's happening in some of these inner cities with education, with the black and Hispanic communities. Mm-hmm. Look what's happening in Chicago and Portland and these other places. Where are they? Nowhere to be found. What they'd rather do is go to these white suburban areas or areas that are mostly white and antagonize them and call them out for things that aren't even happening. And yet the leader of the BLM went what? She went to a predominantly white neighborhood to spend, was it $1.4 million or $2 million to buy houses. How did that prop up the black community?
She went to Malibu.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? And probably the only other black person who owned a home in that area was the founder of BET, Black Entertainment Television, right? That's worth billions of dollars. And he's out there, instead of him doing anything to lift anybody up, he's literally demanding reparations. He says we owe him an apology and a check. Dude, you're worth billions? right? You're with billions. I'm the one with the ancestors that shed white blood to end slavery, okay? And I'm still poor, okay? My people were poor, and they're still poor. Hand me a check, man.
You know, but part of this comes down, well, again, it comes down to education, because we need to respond to these people when they say this kind of stuff. Is going, look, at when you say all white people are racist, then those hundreds of thousands of white people that died in the Civil War died for what? What were they trying to do if they were from the North? They weren't trying to free you? They weren't trying to make it right? Or they just had nothing better to do that day than die?
Right, and now I've got to ask, now that we've got all this follow science people, everybody knows, you see all these Ancestry.com commercials where it's like, I'm 12% this, I'm 13% that. Are we going to have a DNA test done? Who even defines white anymore, right? How about, is Obama going to have to pay one half of himself in reparations? Because he's 50% white, so is it going to be 30%, 50, or are they going to have to go 60% white now?
Wait a minute, does he have to write a check to himself?
Well, evidently, but let me tell you, Obama's going to be writing that check from your pocketbook.
I know,
he's still
right?
on the taxpayer dole. How much are we still paying for him and that mother-in-law of his, the babysitter?
Look at you. Listen, we both live in California, and I don't know if you heard, but there's two things going down right now. One of them is that they're going to force us to pay reparations. A state that never had slavery. Think about it. And if anybody deserves money from California, it's the Asians. They brought them over here. They enslaved them. They locked them up in the early days. But yet somehow, we're going to make restitution to the black community for what the rest of the country did. Aren't we great?
And not only that, I'm glad you brought up the Asians, because who's really on the receiving end of hate crimes right now?
Oh, yeah.
It's Asians. And not even just the physical hate crimes. I can say, what about the systemic discrimination against them? The same people that you talked about that were brought here, thrown in internment camps and more, what have they done as a culture? They've knuckled under, tied these tiger moms, focused on education, hard work, and now they're being discriminated against at colleges and universities because they're Asian. Harvard has actually come up with some, they're punishing them and denying, they're using some point scale, they're being downgraded on their applications for bad personality. There's Asians score low on the personality index, according to Harvard. Can you imagine it? Can you imagine any college doing that against black people?
Except this, none of this. You can't smoke enough dope for any of this stuff to make sense, okay? I mean, in my school district, we have a very large Asian population on one side of town. They are fantastic people. They do great in school. They work hard because they understand how important education is. Even with all the stuff they've been through, they're working hard at it. Hey, we've got to go for a quick break. Trouble Senior Host, don't go far, people. We'll be right back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Listen to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Listen, if you don't like emails, and I hate emails, I got to tell you, I just hate emails. So if I don't respond to you, it isn't because I don't like you, it's because I hate emails, right? But if you want a text alert that the show is going to start, simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And if you hate it and you don't want it anymore, it's just stop. And maybe, you know, if you can't spell stop, then maybe you shouldn't be using the phone anyhow. So it's really that simple to get rid of it. I mean, seriously, folks. Let me bring her on because I have so much fun when she's on with me. You know, Andrea Kay joins me. She does from time to time. Hopefully more often if I can wrangle her in more often. And because there's so much out there to talk about. And it's, even though we end up in the same place, we sometimes come at it from different points of view or different avenues, if you would. Andrea, always a pleasure to have you with me. Tell people how they can catch your show and your podcast afterward.
Well, go to AndreaKShow.com, all the deets there. You also can go to TheAnswerSanDiego.com. I've got a page there. And listen to me live at 6 p.m. Pacific time or stay with Joe at 6 p.m. And you can just listen to my podcast afterwards.
Oh, you can listen to mine either. Anyway, great, kick it off with her and then switch over to me. I don't care. You know, I'm around for 3 hours every day. I don't know if I could handle me for 3 hours, so... Anyway,
I don't know how you do 3 hours a day, man, especially with the shock and awe, of topics every day. It's a grind, man.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what. I got a great audience. I've got great people in the chat room and other places that poke and prod me and give me stuff. And so and some nights I could do 5 hours and some nights 10 minutes seems to be like it's dragging. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm boring as heck, and then somebody tells me, great show, and I'm like, wow, were you listening to my show, really? So,
anyway. I think what makes your show great, and probably what has you be able to do it every night with such energy and so much fun and make it so much fun for the listeners, is that you don't do a retread of all the same topics everybody else is talking about. And you get into some of the crazy pop culture stuff, right, that nobody's talking about.
Yep, I do. Oh, like the, let me see, the Pride... I want to get into the social media sites in a second, but we were talking about the Pride parades. I was thinking of Xander Gibb, a friend of ours that just passed away. And he used to get crazy with those Pride parades. And I don't know if you heard this the other day, but was it the New York Times that came out with an article that said kids need to be exposed to kink? Okay, they just so they can be more accepting. And so I was talking about it, and I said, the first picture I saw when I was going through it was... Picture number one was a guy with a penis sling with a little thing stuck over his neck. That was what he was wearing in the parade. Must have been a hot day or something. I don't know. And then the second picture was there were three men that were being led around by leashes. They were on all fours, right? And there was a guy whipping their butt with a leather whip. But one of the guys that was on the leash was a black man. The guy with the whip was a white man. And I said...
No
does
way.
Anybody see the? Does anybody see the racist overtone here? Anybody at all? All right. So they're so unaware of themselves.
Right. Well, I'm still trying to figure out what a penis sling is. Okay, before I can wrap my head.
I'm not drawing a picture for you. Sorry, lady. Not doing it.
But
do you
I
want
guess,
your daughter, your young
talk-
son, at 6, 7, 8 yeah. years old, say, "Mommy, what's in the sling?"
And the images of somebody walking like a dog on a leash, it's disgusting. Kirstie Alley was so right when she said a couple of weeks ago, she got backlash for this, but she said that what is going on with this attempt at normalizing everything and this going after kids is ultimately what it's really about, is the end game is pedophilia. There's no other way around it. This is the sexualizing of children. This is complete perversion. And anybody who takes a child to anything like that, quite frankly, should be brought up on child exploitation charges.
Yep. You
should be charged with a crime.
I agree. That's crazy. And she's right. I mean, I think she's totally right. When you look at, first of all, you remember they've been trying to make pedophilia a natural or a sexual orientation, if you would. Having sex with young kids should be normal because young kids have sexual thoughts. Old people have sexual thoughts. Why should they come together? What's the big whoop? And that's what they've been trying to do forever. And it's
right, and that's what the drag queen story hour is about. That is, drag queens and drag shows are adult sexual entertainment. And any parent who sits their kid down at a drag queen story hour at a library should have their child should be investigated by Child Protective Services. I mean, somebody's got to be standing up for children in this country.
And you're watching them sing and they're twerking in front of the kids. I'm thinking, oh my God, bad enough they got to look at the face, okay. Now they got to look at the other side while it's wiggling around. Really, that's really what we want our young kids to learn.
Right. Look, and this would be like somebody taking a child into the French Quarter at Mardi Gras. You don't see that happening in New Orleans. You don't see that. Let me tell you, for all the debauchery that happens during Mardi Gras and happens, in the French Quarter, of which I've been to many times, you do not see people bringing their children to that. No. And that's the equivalent of what's going on. I don't know if you heard, we had two military bases. one of which was in Nellis Air Force Base outside Vegas. Military installation hosting drag queens, and one at Nellis, they actually called it class in session. What are they teaching? They refer to it as a class on a military installation.
Whoa.
Is that why we can't win a war? Is that why we're pulling out of Afghanistan after 20 years, Joe Messina? So our military can be hosted drag queens?
Yeah, this is so sad. What's going on to our military is so sad. And shame on the generals, shame on those at the upper end that are not pushing back on this administration, saying, no, our men are not going to hike around in high heels. Our men are not going to go through these kind of things. It's just not going to happen. But they're cowards. They're just the true military heroes no longer exist up at that level. You know, just amazing.
No.
All right, lady.
No.
Let's get to these social justice platforms, these social warrior platforms, whatever you want to call them. And you and I were talking during the break. We've talked about this for a while now. I mean, I've got, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 that I didn't sign up necessarily to use them. You know, because you get them like I get them. They come across, hey, try a new thing out. And sometimes I just log in and see what it looks like, and it's like, okay, whatever, and shove it aside. Yeah. But what people don't realize is 80% of these that you're signing up for, you and I talked about it during the break, they're same old, same old. They're sitting on Amazon servers, right? They're in the Google or iPhone or Apple stores where they have control over what you can put out, what you can't. Amazon decides what you can have, what you can't have. They're all the same with just a different face, except for maybe one or two of them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I'm all for competition. I love competition. But right now it seems like with all these new social media sites, it's all a competition with big tech, right? Yeah. What we really needed is a true alternative to big tech. And what a lot of people thought for a long time was that what big tech really meant was it just meant somebody like a CEO, like a Zuckerberg, hiring people to sit and like create algorithms to shadow ban you or put fact check things over your post. What we realized after Parler was that big tech also is the infrastructure itself, the hardware, the systems, the servers, the cloud, which stores stuff. Because everybody thought, oh, I'm going to go to Parler, I'm going to go to Gab, or I'm going to go to MeWe, and I'll have my free speech there. And then Parler was taken down by who? By Amazon. And so conservatives have been desperate after Trump got completely banned to find an alternative to big tech. And so far, Gab isn't it. MeWe isn't it. Certainly not this Getter with this Jason Miller pretending that this new social media site he came out with was associated with Trump, which was a lie. He's on Amazon servers. He got busted for that. And then he's like, well, I've got a backup to Amazon. Well, if you've got a backup, why isn't that your primary? Why are you using Amazon at all? It's just a game of manipulation to people, and that's disturbing to me because what they're still doing is they're not only selling your data, but if they're associated with big tech, they're still under the thumb of big tech censorship, content controls. Parler had to promise to ban unlawful speech on their site. You and I both know there's no such thing. We need a true alternative which has no ties whatsoever. Only then are we going to be able to have a platform where we can gather virtually, freely express ourselves, not be spied on and reported back to the United States government, where we're put into a database and called terrorist, where we're not spied on and fired from our jobs because somebody's part of cancel culture, to where we're not having a social media score compiled with our data, used against us down the road where we can't get a loan. And there's very few out there, and I'm not telling anybody don't go to Getter. I'm just telling you, be warned. It's still big tech. Every other one out there is big tech, just with a different bow.
Yeah.
I do believe that there is a true alternative, and I don't know if you want me to talk about it tonight.
No, go for it. Go for it.
Well, I actually was approached by some true tech geniuses who saw the problem and actually wanted to create a true alternative. They own their own infrastructure, and that means an infrastructure unlike Lindell, who had one server and therefore was attacked. We've got, and I'm saying we now because I'm
actually got about 30 seconds. Talk faster.
It's ourfreenation.org. We own our own infrastructure. We have no ties whatsoever to big tech. It's like Facebook, which you know how to use and you love, and it includes encrypted email. Completely safe, no data selling. This is the alternative you've been waiting for, ourfreenation.org.
Yeah, you know, like I tell everybody all the time, check them out. You know, make sure they're what you're looking for. And again, make sure they're not riding on the back of somebody who could cut you down in a heartbeat. Andrea Kay, I love having you on with me. I really mean that sincerely. People, check out her show. Check out her website, and we'll have her back more often. Hey, people, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Come back tomorrow, because I'm going to be here, and I don't want to be alone. So come on back.